Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to bring up finances. When I was an undergrad, there was this one situation I remember where two of my roommates began fighting. Let's call one of the people Ash, the other person Sam. Ash was hardcore into smoking pot. He would smoke every day, and it would light him up whenever he was buying more weed. Sam, on the other hand, smoked probably once, but he was not a big fan of it, and he didn't like that Ash smoked in the same household. Well, one day, what happened was Ash was smoking, and Sam was bored. So Ash got Sam to take a hit. When he took a hit, Sam seemed like a different person. It seemed as though he was judging weed incorrectly this whole time. Now he liked weed. And Ash liked it whenever Sam would take a hit, because now he had someone to get high with. As more time passed on by, Sam wanted to take more hits. At times, he was smoking more than Ash. What happened one day was Ash got somewhat annoyed. He got angry that Sam was smoking more of his own weed than him and never offering to pay. It was almost just a fact that Ash was going to pick up the weed and smoke Sam out. And Ash didn't like this. So one day he asked Sam to drop some money, and Sam looked at Ash like he was crazy. What? I mean, smoking weed is your thing. I'm only smoking because you're smoking, and I thought I was keeping you company. Ash said, no, I mean, I could smoke by myself as well. I mean, that's not a big deal. But the fact that you're smoking so much of my weed, I believe it's fair if you contribute some money. And it was heated. I mean, you could tell there was this silence, but you could cut the tension with a knife. This was a peek into how finances can make people question whether or not someone is your friend or what's up. I mean, Sam is over here thinking, wait a minute, you're charging me now for the weed? You're charging me to spend time with one another? That's how he's perceiving it. While Ash is saying, it's not that deep, dude. I just need the money. Otherwise, I can't afford it. This type of communication is uncomfortable, but it needs to be had. If you don't have a conversation regarding finance, especially when finances are popping up, then what's going to happen is that one or both parties are going to be resentful of one another. I think one of the best things to do is have a general understanding from the very beginning. Let's say you're about to move in with someone. You just ask some basic questions, give some ideas on what the finances is going to be like. Is it going to be 100-0? 50-50, 70-30, what's up? Because if you guys don't talk about it, and you are startled out of the blue moon, don't be surprised, because it's going to happen plenty of times. A lot of the times when you think someone is going to be giving with their money, they're very cheap. They're not cheap with everything, but regarding certain things, they're cheap. Sam, he was really cheap with weed, because psychologically, he didn't want to accept that he also had become a weed smoker just like Ash. So he was very hesitant to give money, because when he was giving money, he was basically sealing the identity as a weed smoker. Have these conversations from the very beginning and bring it up in a gentle way. Hey, just thought I'd ask, what do you think about this scenario? Get a general understanding of their perspective. And once the real world situations do happen, you guys already addressed this from the past, so it's not going to startle any particular person. I highly recommend you bring up the topic of finances, especially if this is a person that you see in your life for the long run. It is an uncomfortable conversation at first, but in the long run, it pays dividends. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I'll catch you next time.